Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
An indicted Giuliani associate claims Trump knew all.
Lev Parnas told MSNBC that President Trump knew about the effort to pressure Ukraine to investigate the Bidens. He now wants to testify in the impeachment trial.
And as impeachment moves to the Senate,
once this trial starts, there are actually some very strict rules of decorum.
No cell phones, no talking.
There's more this morning about a mother's disappearance.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
We'll hear from Sean Adams about the latest in the Doulos case. Also ahead on the WCBS Morning News Roundup.
This is Brad Heller. Could today be the day we hear from the Mets on Carlos Beltran's job status and the Giants interview former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett?
Plus, we'll dip into our news radio archives for this date's milestones. Good morning. I'm Paul Bernier.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot. This is Thursday, January 16th.
More news, fewer commercials. You're listening to the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Good morning. We begin with a political story that's making waves on the same day that the Senate takes up the Trump impeachment case.
President Trump knew exactly what was going on.
Lev Parnas there, the indicted associate of Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, telling Rachel Maddow last night that the president and all of his men were in the loop as he, Parnas, pressured Ukraine to investigate the Bidens.
Did Rudy Giuliani tell you he'd spoken to the attorney general specifically about Ukraine?
Not only Rudy Giuliani. I mean, Victoria and Joe, they were all best friends. I mean, Attorney General Barr was basically on the team.
Referring there to conservative husband and wife lawyers Victoria Tensing and Joe DiGenova, Parnas is out on bond now for an unrelated campaign finance matter. His documents about Ukraine include voicemails, text messages, and photos of alleged surveillance of fired Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. The Justice Department says Lev Parnas' claims are 100% false.
The document dump is just happening, and just as the Senate will be sworn in today as jurors in the Trump impeachment trial, and they will be held to very strict rules, just like any jurors at any other trial, just like any of us called to jury duty, it will require patience. Listen to the rules. CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes.
They will have to be in their seats every minute of the trial. They can't talk to each other. They can't talk to the judge. They can't even bring in reading materials that aren't related to the subject at hand. They can't have electronic devices. They need to sit silently and serve as jurors, possibly for weeks. If they have a question for the House managers, they have to submit it in writing. They can't do it directly. If they have something they want to say to the Chief Justice, they can't go up there and talk to him. They have to submit that in writing as well.
Opening arguments in the impeachment trial are set to begin on Tuesday. Unlike a standard jury, the vote does not have to be unanimous. A two-thirds vote would bring conviction.
We have a development this morning in the case that's building against a Connecticut husband of the disappearance and apparent killing of his wife, mother of five, Jennifer Doulos. WCBS reporter Sean Adams is live in Stamford. Sean, what are we learning today?
Well, new details from unsealed warrants paint a picture of a marriage in tatters, a volatile relationship in which Jennifer Doulos feared for her safety. The family nanny told police when Fotis Doulos learned that his wife had filed for divorce, he tried to run her over. The nanny described an incident in which Fotis chased Jennifer through their Farmington home and pounded on the bedroom door until he realized one of the children was in the room. She also told police Jennifer Doulos was afraid to file a complaint because she believed her estranged husband would take the five children and go to Greece and never return. Jennifer Doulos disappeared May 24th. Police believe Fotis Doulos killed her in the garage of her New Canaan home and then drove off with the body.
What are we hearing from the attorney for Fotis Doulos, Sean?
Well, in a statement, the attorney for Fotis Doulos says they are relieved and saddened. Relieved because they expected what was in the warrants. There were no surprises there. Saddened because he says it's obvious state police don't know what happened to Jennifer. In his view, this is still an open investigation. From the start, the attorney has been casting doubt on the supposition of murder. Without a body, he contends there really is no way to know what happened. Is she alive? Is she dead? No one knows for sure.
WCBS reporter Sean Adams, thank you, Sean. Now, need to know weather. Here's Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen.
Starts off mild this morning, and most of the raindrops are done with for the morning hours. The afternoon is going to turn windy and colder as we go through the day. Of course, there is a storm coming up for the weekend, but for now, be prepared for a much colder evening than we have out there right now.
Stock futures are indicating a higher opening this morning. Joe Conaway is here with this morning's Big Money Story, Joe.
How about this? The Hotel Workers Union broke ground in Queens for a new building where union members, their families, and retirees will all receive health care with no deductibles or copays. It's funded entirely by the hotels under the union contract.
And we'll see if that might be a thing. Thank you, Joe. CNN has released the audio capturing a terse exchange between Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren just as Tuesday night's Democratic debate ended.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
You had to feel bad for Tom Steyer there at the end. The candidate just trying to say hi and shake hands and realized he was in the middle of something he shouldn't be in. Both Sanders and Warren are holding firm in their recollections of a two-year-old meeting. She says that he told her that a woman could never win in 2020. He says he would never have said that.
An innocuous tweet from the mayor had to be deleted when the trollers came out of the woodwork. What he said after the full forecast. That's up next.
The WCBS Morning News Roundup.
Now on the Morning News Roundup, the WCBS Exergen forecast. Our chief meteorologist, Craig Allen, is here.
All right. For the next several hours, it'll start to dry out. The showers are over eastern Connecticut, eastern Long Island. Even some pretty good thunderstorms out there over the water southeast of Montauk, but those are moving away. And so we will have a mix of clouds and sun for today, close to 50 to start it off. Very windy and turning much colder later today and into this evening. Also a wind advisory, frequent gusts over 40 miles per hour through the afternoon and into tonight. Mainly clear, blustery, and a very cold night. What a difference. 20 to 25 by morning, teens inland, and wind chills will drop into the single digits for a while. So a much colder start for the day tomorrow. You step outside into temperatures that will feel like they're in the single digits. The high only around 30. And then on Saturday, clouds thicken up with snow on the way for the mid and late day into Saturday night. But it's likely going to change over to rain for the coast and then the city. And so we could pick up anywhere from a coating to a couple inches around the coastal sections in the city. Lowest amounts for the coast, but higher amounts. The highest numbers I can think of right now, the way this is setting up, is a 3 to 6 inch snowfall well north and west of the city. In other words, 287 up to 84 and beyond. Temperatures Saturday, 32 to 37 degrees. Right now in the city, it is cloudy. It's 46, humidity 86%.
You're just back from a meteorology convention. I know you're all juiced up and full of information, and what's your confidence level on these computer models for this weekend storm?
Oh, I feel so smart this morning. But nonetheless, the computers have been very, very consistent with where they're putting the storm and the rain snow line. So right now, the confidence level is pretty high that the city and the coast get the lower amounts. And perhaps a lot of it gets washed away for parts of Long Island and the Jersey Shore. But the highest amounts of potentially 3 to 6 would fall north and west of 287.
It's the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
News from Long Island this morning. Suffolk police will be revealing new evidence in the decade-old discoveries of 10 bodies found over time in the weeds of Gilgo Beach. Police have said new techniques are advancing the investigation. We'll be hearing what they've learned at a news conference later today in Yaphank. It was just before Christmas in 2010 when a canine cop and his cadaver dog found the remains of a missing sex worker along Ocean Parkway near Jones Beach. The following months would reveal the remains of 9 other people.
The mayor of New York is defending his bagel preference. Yes, you heard that right. First, he got in trouble over the way he eats pizza. Now it's his bagels. Here's Debbie.
Bill de Blasio is getting roasted for his preference for toasted bagels. Whole wheat with extra cream cheese, to be specific. His Twitter post in honor of National Bagel Day drew criticism from city natives, like one who insists the best bagels on earth don't need no toasting. Food writer Arthur Bovino explains to the New York Post, it's bastardizing a beautiful thing. Mayor de Blasio, who grew up in Boston, quickly deleted his tweet and reposted it without the word toasted. His press secretary calls it a schmear campaign. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
We cover all the news here.
Big stories, small stories, bagel stories, and we wonder who is toast at the Mets these days. Brad Heller's here with
now,
Need
sign,
to Know Sports.
Sign-stealing stories. The Astros cleaned house on Monday. The Red Sox parted ways with their manager on Tuesday. And the Mets, well, they still haven't said anything one way or the other about Carlos Beltran. We saw reports yesterday that Beltran has been down in Port St. Lucie going about his business, preparing for spring training. COO Jeff Wilpon will be making a public appearance down there later this morning for Mike Piazza. The street outside the ballpark will be renamed in Piazza's honor, but we'll have to wait and see if the Mets will address Beltran's status during that event. The Yankees made a trade yesterday, sending pitcher Stephen Tarpley to the Marlins for third base prospect James Nelson. Maybe it was the second night of a back-to-back, but the Nets really struggled down the stretch in Philadelphia, outscored 13-2 in a 117-106 loss to the Sixers. Kyrie Irving had just 14 points on 6 of 21 shooting.
I definitely should have been more aggressive down the stretch, just setting up my teammates and getting us in some plays that I know that you know, we can get some movement. They did a great job loading up and making it difficult at the rim towards the end of the game.
The Nets have now lost 9 out of 11. College basketball, St. John's dropped to 1-4 in the Big East with a 63-58 loss at Providence. Seton Hall's 5-0 after knocking off number 5 Butler on the road 78-70. Rutgers and Syracuse both won. And the Giants interviewed former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett for their offensive coordinator position. Garrett technically wasn't fired by the Cowboys, just not retained. His contract officially expired on Tuesday. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. More of the news you need to know to start your day and keep you ahead of the curve.
You're never more than 15 minutes from the big stories on WCBS.
Good morning, I'm Paul Murnane.
And I'm Wayne Cabot. At 6:15, here are three things to know.
One day after President Trump signed a trade deal with China, the Senate will take up the new North American trade pact today.
And two, the Senate will also be sworn in today by the Supreme Court Chief Justice as jurors in the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump. Last night, Lev Parnas, the indicted associate of Rudy Giuliani, said that the president and his men knew all about the pressure campaign at the center of the Trump impeachment.
And a third thing, the relocation of New York's homeless. Elizabeth and Union County have joined the suit against New York City. Elizabeth Mayor Chris Bulwey says the New York City is dumping its homeless problem on municipalities across New Jersey, and that once they're out of their state, there is no follow-up. They are on their own.
On this Thursday morning, we dip into our WCBS News archives for the stories that made history on this date, January 16th. January 16th, 2018.
I, Philip Dunton Murphy.
The Phil Murphy era begins in New Jersey.
So help me God.
2010, President Obama appears with predecessors Clinton and Bush to announce,
we're moving forward with one of the largest relief efforts in our history.
After the Haiti earthquake killed up to 200,000 people. 1987, Dick Clark, for the first time, had to censor American Bandstand over a crotch grab. And who was the act?
With their hit, Fight for Your Right to Party.
Yes, indeed, the Beastie Boys.
1980, Paul McCartney, jailed in Tokyo 10 days for having half a pound of pot, telling CBS News it was for personal use.
I didn't realize it was so strict.
New York City, 1938, stodgy old Carnegie Hall holds its first jazz concert. And Benny Goodman brings down the house. 1919, the U.S. ratifies the 18th Amendment, requiring prohibition, giving rise to underworld syndicates that still exist.
Al Capone enters Chicago court at height of his career and leaves still king of bootleggers.
And born on this date.
It's a concept album about the life of someone I think embodies hip-hop, Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. You laugh!
Happy birthday, Lin-Manuel Miranda, born in 1980.
You got a dog at home that gets stressed out when you leave? Spotify has a playlist for almost everything, every event, everyone. Now they have one for your best friend, your dog. Here is Fluffy's playlist of calming sounds for you right here Spotify says pet owners often leave music on for their animals, so why not make a playlist for the dog?
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a deeper dive on the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials. Live on air, the radio.com app, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.